This morning we have with us neonatologist Dr. Sergio Golombek and also mother of a premature baby, Kim Sutherland, to talk about RSV. I did my homework on here. Let's see if I get this right. Respiratory syncytial virus.
Perfect.
Tell me a little bit, what does this, apparently it's sort of common, but yet it can become quite harmful. Talk a little bit, doctor, about what this is and what we need to know about it.
Sure. RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus, as you said. It's a very common, very highly contagious virus, and it's contracted by nearly all babies by the second birthday. It's interesting that RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization among infants, but in spite of that, about one-third of parents and two-thirds of Hispanic parents have never heard of RSV until their own child acquires it. So if you run quickly through the ABCs of RSV, first of all, awareness is an important thing because many people really don't know about this. They need to know that it affects premature babies, defined as those less than 37 weeks gestation. Those not only acquire RSV, but they have very severe disease. And finally, C goes for contagious because it spreads very, very easily from one person to the other, mostly during the winter months, and most of the country, the season runs between November and March or April. This is a virus that is very ubiquitous and can live on the skin and other surfaces for hours.
Kim, I suppose this is the doctor's kind of speaking from your experience, knowing that you probably weren't unaware of this as well.
Yes, I was. I had no idea what RSV was until we had the experience of having our own son very early. He was about 12 weeks early, and the doctors and nurses at the hospital where he was gave us lots of great information. And when we took him home, we just watched him carefully. We washed our hands. We made sure that he didn't go to crowded places, that he was not around small children as much as possible. And we really kept him from people that presented any kind of illness. After he spent 9 weeks in the hospital, we certainly did not want for him to go back.
Now, I guess, doctor, premature babies, the lungs are some of the things that are always an issue with them, and this probably just compounds that if they do contract this virus.
Absolutely. It will affect everyone, but primarily the preemie babies that have underdeveloped lungs and also a pretty immature immune system. Most of the antibodies will pass from the mother to the baby through the placenta in the third trimester, and these babies are born before that, so they don't have that luxury of having some protection against RSV, between other things.
What does RSV do to the system? What are the symptoms, and then what is the ramification when the baby gets it?
Well, it starts like a common cold, and that's sort of one of the risks because people think that it's just a common cold, and then on these babies that are at higher risk, it will stay in the lungs, stay in the lower part of the lungs, and the disease progresses with fever, difficulty breathing, wheezing, and progressively they get worse to the point where still today RSV is the most common cause for hospitalization on kids less than 5 years of age. There are about 125,000 or more RSV hospitalizations per year in the U.S. on kids less than 2 years old, based on CDC data. So we have to be very careful, and as soon as these babies start with some symptom, do not overinterpret and think that it's just something very simple, because some of these populations are significantly affected. And I think everyone will agree that as soon as they have some of the symptoms, they should be seen by a pediatrician to have the appropriate diagnosis and a good plan for treatment and follow-up.
What is it about African Americans, Hispanics, where this seems to be a little more prolific?
Well, you're right. It affects disproportionately babies that are from multicultural backgrounds. Both African Americans and Hispanics have a higher prevalence of prematurity compared to the general population in the U.S., probably that's one of the reasons for which not only they are affected, but they have more serious or more severe disease.
Doctor, what kind of treatment is there? This is a virus, so it's one of those where antibiotics don't work because it's not the same type of thing. Do you just have to let it ride its course or just keep it from getting too attached?
Pretty much. It's a virus, as you said, so antibiotics are not indicated. Some babies that have a lot of wheezing will respond to bronchodilators. Some of them will respond to steroids. But primarily, it's a symptomatic treatment. The key issue is that because there's no vaccine to prevent RSV, babies that are pretty high risk, babies that are less than 35 weeks gestation, could get the benefit of a passive immunoprophylaxis with a medication called palivizumab that could be injected once a month. But that will only prevent severe RSV disease for the general population, including adults that can also acquire RSV or older population that can acquire RSV and have pneumonia. Secondary to that, it's just symptomatic treatment.
But it does it as far as trying to prevent this or keep it. It's the typical things we talk about with any kind of a virus or something. You just want to make sure you're washing, keeping people kind of away from those that might have it, just kind of keep somebody safe from the virus. What's the best recommendation
for that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Washing your hands and staying away from sick people, not allowing family or friends that want to come and visit your premature baby that was just discharged. If they have a cold, if they're coughing, if they have fever during RSV season, and being sure that not only everyone washes their hands, but everything that is going to be in contact with your baby is also going to be clean. Remember that this virus can stay alive in the skin or in surfaces like non-porous surfaces for several hours. So like with any other infection, washing the hands is a primary issue. And also what we're talking today, which is the awareness part, knowing that this exists should put people probably looking for it a little bit better, and hopefully not waiting until babies get very sick before they are seen by their pediatrician.
That's good news. If people want to find out more about RSV, what's a good place for them to get details that we haven't discussed here?
Yeah, there's a great website, rsvprotection.com, that provides lots of wonderful information about the RSV virus.
Sounds great. Mother Kim Sutherland, and also Dr. Sergio Golombek, thank you for sharing the information and getting the awareness part out there this morning.